The Black Swan, Disc 6.
Actually, adventurers who feel singled out by destiny abound, simply because there are plenty of adventurers, and we don't hear the stories of those down on their luck. As I started writing this chapter, I recalled a conversation with a woman about her flamboyant fiancé, the son of a civil servant, who managed through a few financial transactions to catapult himself into the life of a character in a novel, with handmade shoes, Cuban cigars, collectible cars, and so on. The French have a word for this, flambeur, which means a mixture of extravagant bon vivant, wild speculator, and risk-taker, all the while bearing considerable personal charm, a word that does not seem to be available in Anglo-Saxon cultures. The fiancé was spending his money very quickly, and as we were having the conversation about his fate, she was going to marry him after all, she explained to me that he was undergoing slightly difficult times, but that there was no need to worry since he always came back with a vengeance. That was a few years ago. Out of curiosity, I've just tracked him down, trying to do so tactfully. He hasn't recovered, yet, from his latest blow of fortune. He also dropped out of the scene and is no longer to be found among other flambeurs. How does this relate to the dynamics of history? Consider what is generally called the resilience of New York City. For seemingly transcendental reasons, every time it gets close to the brink of disaster, the city manages to pull back and recover. Some people truly believe that this is an internal property of New York City. The following quote is from a New York Times article, which is why New York still needs Samuel M. E. An economist who turned 77 today, Mr. E. studied New York City through half a century of booms and busts. "We have a record of going through tough times and coming back stronger than ever," he said. Now run the idea in reverse. Think of cities as little Giacomo Casanovas or as rats in my laboratory. As we put the thousands of rats through a very dangerous process, let's put a collection of cities in a simulator of history. Rome, Athens, Carthage, Byzantium, Tyre, Çatalhöyük. Located in modern-day Turkey, it is one of the first known human settlements. Jericho, Peoria, and of course, New York City. Some cities will survive the harsh conditions of the simulator. As to others, we know that history might not be too kind. I am sure that Carthage, Tyre, and Jericho had their local, no less eloquent, Samuel M.E. saying, "Our enemies have tried to destroy us many times, but we always came back more resilient than before. We are now invincible." This bias causes the survivor to be an unqualified witness of the process. Unsettling? The fact that you survived is a condition that may weaken your interpretation of the properties of the survival, including the shallow notion of cause. You can do a lot with the above statement. Replace the retired economist Samuel E. with a CEO discussing his corporation's ability to recover from past problems. How about the vaunted resilience of the financial system? How about a general who's had a good run? The reader can now see why I use Casanova's unfailing luck as a generalized framework for the analysis of history, all histories. I generate artificial histories featuring, say, millions of Giacomo Casanovas, and observe the difference between the attributes of the successful Casanovas, because you generate them, you know their exact properties, and those an observer of the result would obtain. From that perspective, it's not a good idea to be a Casanova.